Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Did a 3,000-year-old mystery foretell the invasion of Israel by Hamas down to the year? I mean, even the exact date. For the first time, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, an 8-time New York Times best-selling author, will unveil secrets of end-time prophecy. Next. I've thought for myself in every area of life, but one, I knew nothing until I discovered a realm where the truth isn't what it seems. A realm where the truth becomes reality.
I've spent over 50 years investigating the world of the supernatural. Every moment has led up to the main event. Millions of Jewish people will be saved all over the world. God's heart is for all to believe, for none to perish. It's called the greater glory. Do you believe?
It's supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, introduces his brand new book, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days, which unveils a dangerous force from ancient times that is currently shaping our world events. I want to know the supernatural mystery behind what's happening in our world right now. Clue, it has to do with a dragon. Explain.
This is the secret of the end times, and what we have been witnessing, that there are ancient mysteries behind it. And also, it's not only, you know, we'll say it's the dragon. The Bible speaks about a dragon, and it's something very real, and that is the enemy. And the enemy is against whatever is of God. And it's not only in the world, it's not only in Israel, it's not only with the church, but each of our lives. There is actually a war against each of us. And once we know it, one of the things this opens up are the strategies. And once you know it, you can overcome. And is there a strategy to overcome and prevail? Because that's God's will for us for such a time as this.
Well, you also found this mystery had to do with the October 7th attack.
Yeah. This mystery actually ordained it or foretold it down to the exact time it happened. I was speaking about this mystery the night before it happened, and the mystery ordained that there would be an attack on Israel. It would catch Israel by surprise. It would happen on a Hebrew Sabbath. It would take place on a Hebrew holy day. It would happen in 2023, in October, on the first Saturday of October. So I'm sharing this mystery. The next morning, it happens. And people who were there at Beth Israel, where I'm sharing it, were saying, you just spoke about this. This mystery may even tell us what is going to happen down to the exact days. That's how specific and precise this is. And it goes back to, we speak about why it's called the Dragon's Prophecy. And the Lord interrupted me to do this book. I was going to do another book, but he said, this is the book. And that is...
You know, the same thing happened to me when I was doing my book, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we have to be open to the supernatural, yeah. Sid. Okay. So the dragon, you know, so the Bible speaks about there was an angelic being that turned against God. And we know, and in Hebrew it's called Satan. That's where we get the word Satan from. It means the one who goes against all the purposes of God. So you have this being, this entity, which that is the full thing to stop the purposes of God. At the same time, God creates a people who are there to fulfill the purposes of God, and that is the Jewish people. And they exist for that reason. They exist to bear witness of God and fulfill His purposes, to bring God into the world, to bring His word into the world, to bring Messiah into the world, and to bring the kingdom into the world that's yet to come. So what happens when the two come together? you're gonna have a war. And so if you want to understand what's happened with Jewish history, you want to understand what's happened in the last year, it is part of an ancient war. There is a real force. You cannot explain the war against the Jewish people and what we've just seen in the world by any natural means. This is supernatural. It goes back to an angelic being. And that's why it never ends, you know, because the enemy doesn't die. And it's no accident that the most opposed, hated, persecuted people in the world are the Jewish people. It has to be that way because there is something satanic. And not only do the Jewish people, does their history bear witness of God, it bears witness of the enemy because of what we have been through. So there's a big war going on. It's been going on for 4,000 years. We have just in this last year seen the eruption of it. But it's the same. This is part of an ancient mystery that we've all been in.
Okay, you talk about in the title of the book, the dark resurrection, and who are the sea peoples?
Yeah, this is going to open up a whole thing here, Sid, and that is that people will never hear on CNN, they'll never hear on the news, and that is this is a mystery we've been witnessing, and that is the enemy is a mimic. He imitates God. He is the imitator. So he's always going to do that. God resurrects the nation of Israel. He takes the ancient nation, he says, I'm going to raise the dry bones. It's going to become a nation. So we've watched prophecy fulfilled. God has resurrected the nation of Israel. But the enemy is going to mimic that. And so he's going to have his own resurrection. It's going to be a resurrection of an ancient enemy. What were the ancient enemies of Israel, the arch enemies? They were the Philistines. They were called the Sea Peoples. They swept over the ancient world and they invaded. And the amazing thing is when at the very moment that the word Israel is first recorded, it's in Egyptian pharaoh's inscriptions about 1300 BC, right after that comes the first inscription of the Philistines. So you have one, then you have the other. So they're a continual war, continual, you know, thorn. Well, so when Israel comes back, the enemy is going to resurrect another people. Now, here's the thing. As soon as Israel starts coming back into the world, the other people start resurrecting. And I'm going to say what this is. And the word that they are called today, and it's not about them, because we've got to pray for all people, they're called the Palestinians. Palestinian means the Philistines.
Ancient enemy.
An ancient enemy, it means it. Not that they know it, no, means it. In fact, you know what the word is in Arabic for what they call themselves, Palestinian? The word is Philistine. That's how you say Palestine. Mm. Philistine. So at the very moment that Israel starts coming back in the world, the name Philistine starts coming back in Arabic. And then the moment that Israel is resurrected in 1948, The same thing happens there to these other people. Where were the ancient Philistines? They were in a place called Philistia, and it's also called Pilashet. Today, you know what that place is called? The Gaza Strip. And so the thing is, and the moment, the people don't realize, the moment Israel comes back in 1948, the Gaza Strip emerges in 1948, the same time. And so as the Jew becomes the Israeli, goes back in 1948, these Arab peoples become the ancient Philistines. That's their name. They're called the Philistines. And they don't realize it, but there's an ancient mystery that is transforming them and using them to oppose the nation of Israel. And once you see these things, you know, Sid, you can't unsee it. You know, because what's behind the real world and the current events of our world is actually spiritual and is actually a mystery.
Is there a secret in the book of Revelation that reveals what is taking place right now and the mysteries behind the end of the age? It's unfolding before our very eyes. Be right back.
Whether you know it or not, you are part of an ancient mystery and an ancient war. It's affecting your life, it's affecting the world, it's affecting Israel. Everything we've witnessed from what happened in October 7th to what's happening in campuses across America, it's part of the book of Revelation. I've never made a resource like the Dragon's Prophecy Uncensored. 8 one-hour DVDs that so opens up the mysteries of end time prophecy. What we have witnessed in the world, they'll never tell you in the media, is actually
part of this ancient war that begins in the Bible. I have never had so much warfare ever. I have no doubt the enemy, all the forces of hell, does not want this out and does not want God's people to see it, to overcome in the days ahead. God's people need to know all the keys and secrets and revelations of the last days, the spiritual mysteries and entities behind it. And one of them is called the mystery of the secret Israelis. There is a connection and a revelation between what's happening in Israel and what's happening to God's people. In the last days, God's people, Israel and God's people, the followers of Messiah, have to come together in power. You see, the world is going to be against both. And the dragon, the enemy, is going to war against both, as it says in Revelation. So we need to become strong. One of the secrets is you are a spiritual Israeli. And as the Israelis miraculously became among the greatest fighters in the world, you are called to become the greatest fighter in the spirit on earth. We're going to need to fight because the days ahead are going to be challenging. But this is our hour, and we have the power.
Learn from Jonathan Kahn how to get spiritually strong and be an end-time overcomer. Call or go online at sidroth.org/10040 with your donation of $59, shipping and handling included, for Jonathan's brand new book, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. Plus, you'll get his exclusive new 8-part companion DVD album, The Dragon's Prophecy, Uncensored, revealing even more end-time secrets hidden until now.
What happened on October 7th shocked the world. But Rabbi Jonathan Kahn says that it was all part of an ancient, biblical, supernatural mystery. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, taking this forward, now, if you have a people who are actually called, and the world doesn't realize it, actually Philistine, they're going to be used to fight Israel. And what did the ancient Philistines do? They actually raided Israel. They launched raids on the villages of Israel. And they launched it from what is now the Gaza Strip, and again and again. And when they did it, actually, they took captives when they did that. The Bible says it. And the Bible actually, one of the prophets in the Bible condemns one particular city for taking the captives of Israel, villages from Israel, captive. And you know what the city is? Gaza. The same, it's a replaying. And actually, this mystery even ordained exactly where it would take place. Because the Bible actually gives a place, it's where the Negev and a place called the Shephelah converge. And when you draw that on a map, it's the exact place of October 7th, where they exact the villages, the festival, exactly. And here, there's so many mysteries, but I'm just gonna do one. We all grew up being told the story of Samson and the whole thing. Well, think about the story of Samson. There's a replay here. Samson is an Israeli, taken captive to Gaza. And what happens at the end of that? Now, there's so many, at the end of that, he pulls down the temple of Dagon, and the Bible says about 3,000 Gazans were struck down on that day. Okay. Now think back about the dragon and how he uses it. And that is, what if there was a revenge for that? They don't know about it, but the dragon does, the enemy does. Well, what happened on October 7th were the Gazans coming back to Israel. How many? The IDF said about 3,000. The return of the 3,000. There are so many mysteries here, Sid. What we were watching was an ancient mystery from the Bible. It's amazing.
This is so, I mean, everything in your books and your tapes show revelation that maybe it was just waiting for such a time as this.
It's the only book I've ever written where, as I'm writing the book, things are coming true in the world, and I have to keep on rewriting it because it's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does Hamas appear in the Bible?
Yes. Amazingly, yes. Hamas is an acronym meaning the Islamic Resistance Movement. But it's actually an Arabic word that means like zeal and fervor. But it's actually a strange word because it's not just Arabic, it's actually Hebrew. And it's actually Hebrew in the Bible. So to them it means zeal, but in the Bible it means evil, violence, and destruction. So, and the thing is, so in the Bible, I'm going to just give you a taste.
But the world would say coincidence, but he can do this all day and all night and never stop. The Bible is so filled with proof there is a living God. Go ahead.
It's amazing. Yeah, and the thing is that, and I can just give a little taste. This is where the book opens up. But for instance, in the Bible, it says that, listen, this is a quote. Hamas has risen up, in the Hebrew, Hamas has risen up as a rod of violence. It says bloodshed covers the land and Hamas fills the city. You know, Hamas would always hide in the tunnels and they do everything in darkness. It says Hamas dwells in the dark places of the earth. In one place, it says to Israel, rid Hamas from the land. And at another place, it says, when the Messiah comes in the kingdom, it says, and Hamas shall no longer be heard in your land.
I want to know how the mystery of Jubilee is manifesting in our day and how it tells us exactly what is in the near future.
Yeah, one of the things about the dragon, the enemy, is that he's a desecrator. He desecrates holy things of God. And it's no accident that what happened in the world on October 7th, it was a holy day of Israel. It was the Sabbath, and actually there's a chapter we can't go into it called the Black Sabbath, but also it was a holy day of Israel. But on top of it, it's actually more than one holy day, there's the mystery of the Jubilee. Jubilee is every 50th year. Whatever you lost, you get it back. And the amazing thing is God has restored Israel. You know, on the Jubilee, if you lost your land, you come back to your land. No people have lost their land like the Jewish people. So when they came back, God actually did it according to the mystery of the Jubilee. Every 50th year, something prophetic happens on the 50th year. Example, we can't go through detail, but in 1867, it's actually a Jubilee year. It actually begins the release of the land that goes to the Jewish people. It starts in that year. Now, if you go 50 years later, what's the 50th year? 1917. Anything happen? 1917, the Turks, the occupier in the Jubilee has to leave, the Turks leave the land, and the Balfour Declaration, the land is given to the Jewish people. But they never got Jerusalem. But God says they have to have Jerusalem. He's not coming back until they do. What's the next Jubilee? 1917? 1967. Anything happen? Well, in 1967, Six-Day War, the Jewish people, first time, enter the gates of Jerusalem, Jubilee. Now, the one thing they never got is they never got the legal right, the recognition. The nations of the world refused to give Israel the recognition of Jerusalem. But what's the next one? 2017, anything happened? 2017 comes the Jerusalem Declaration from President of America, first time since ancient times, actually recognizes Jerusalem. Everything happens that way. Now there's another part, there's more to it, Sid, we can't go into it, but actually the mystery of the Jubilee actually determined the exact day also on the other side when COVID came. And there's much more to that, but let me now take it to where we are. And that is, the Jubilee goes from, there's blessing and blessing, but the enemy makes his own Jubilee, because he copies God, but he takes it from calamity. So we had the Six-Day War, but then came a calamity. It was called the Yom Kippur War. And that was a calamity. It took Israel by surprise, it was an invasion, and it still rattled Israel to this day. What happens if you take the Yom Kippur War? When was it? 1973. Go 50 years, where does it take you to? 2023, it takes you to October, it takes you to the first Saturday in October, to the exact day. So this was the enemy's, the dragon's Jubilee.
Were recent events that unfolded in Israel supernaturally part of the end of days and the book of Revelation?
It's amazing, Sid, you know, because actually, you know, we know these things are coming, but actually these things that happened were prophetic foreshadows and prophetic links and connections to the day, to what the Bible speaks about, even in Revelation. But there's so much, I'll just give you little things on it. One, the Palestinian flag is red, black, white, and green. Now, it's interesting because when you open up the book of Revelation, you look and it talks about the four horsemen. What are they? Red, white, black, and green. Hmm. Every flag that has red, white, black, and green of the apocalypse is an enemy of Israel. Every one of them. Now, let me say, well, so there's so much, so I'm just giving a little taste. Another thing there is that in the book of Revelation, you have this dragon, and the dragon is persecuting a woman. Who's the woman? Israel, has the 12 stars. You know, and how does he persecute her? Says he sends a flood to try to flood her away, you know, from his mouth. Flood. So the flood is the key in this thing. He tries to overwhelm the Jewish people. Well, you know, on October 7th, actually, they had it was named by the people who planned it. They gave it a code name. The code name in Arabic was Operation Tufan. You know what that means? It means Operation Tufan means the flood.
It should, after all these years being a believer, astound me.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, it astounds me, the revelation that God has entrusted to this rabbi.
Oh,
what is the Sar Paros?
Yeah, this is, and this mystery lies behind what happened on October, lies behind Hamas, Hezbollah, even lies behind what is yet to come, because there's a link, we'll get into it, I'm sure, of Ezekiel 38 and 39, which is yet to come. There is even things here. But the Sar Paros is an ancient entity. It's mentioned in the book of Daniel, and it's an entity, it's not a good entity, it's an angelic, fallen angelic entity that opposes Israel, wars against Israel specifically, and wars against the end time purposes of Israel. So the interesting thing is, when Israel is resurrected in the end times, it's like this entity gets activated in our world right now and is behind things that are happening. The Sar Paros, Sar means ruler or prince or ruler. Paros means Iran.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
The ruler of Iran.
So of Iran. And so it's no accident that Iran, you know, Iran was originally not against Israel. But as the time goes on, it becomes the arch enemy of Israel. It's no accident. Because the Bible says in the heavenlies, there is a war against Israel from this entity, Sar Paros. And the thing is, that's why the nations can never deal with Iran, because they're not dealing with a nation. They're dealing with an entity. And that's why Iran is bent on the destruction of Israel. It's all in the Bible, and it's all spiritual. It's in the spiritual realm. Explains everything.
I want you to explain the dragon's other war and the mystery of the secret Israelis.
Okay. That even what happened in October actually went, there's a secret that's on the, that all had to do with the Temple Mount, even the Antichrist and the beast, if you can believe it. It actually goes back to that.
Do you believe that this is all connected with acceleration?
Yes.
The soon return of Jesus?
Yes. Yes. You know, where's it all? Where's it? What's the kind of ground zero of prophecy? It's all that Temple Mount. That's where it's all going to happen. That's where the desecration, Antichrist, that's why the enemy keeps that. And if any Jewish person tries to go up there and pray, all
I've noticed.
Well, this is a secret we won't go into now, but the fact is that it was that actually that caused October 7th. It all went to the Temple Mount. And even, let me say, it was even behind, this is gonna be kinda, but it was even behind 9/11, the Temple Mount. We can't go into it now, but okay, so let me get it. The dragon says that he also made war with the rest of her children. Israel's children, but they're not Israel, they're the believers are, it says, those who follow the ways of Messiah.
Ah.
So the dragon is not just against Israel, he's against the people of God, the church. And so
the church and Israel are in the same boat.
They're in the exact same boat. And as time goes on, in the end times, they're going to get more in the same boat, because the world's going to turn more against each of them. And so the thing is that, so we are in the same boat. So one of the things is that there's a link between us and Israel, between believers and Israel. And that is, you know, a believer might say, well, yeah, I know I'm a spiritual Israelite. You're not just a spiritual Israelite, you're a spiritual Israeli. And the thing is, now the Israelis, you know, and we know this as Jewish people weren't known for fighting. But as soon as they went back in the land, they learned that if they didn't fight, they would be wiped out. So they had to become fighters, and God anointed them to be fighters. They are fighters because of the dragon. That's why the Israeli is tough. Well, if they are fighters in the earthly realm, that means in the end times, we have to become, all believers have to become fighters, powerful fighters in the spiritual realm. And there's going to be an anointing on that as we become spiritual Israelis.
My goodness, it's all coming together. But how about you? Do you really want God's mark on your life?
Mm.
Of course you do. Say this prayer with me and mean it to the best of your ability. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Forgive me for all of my sins.
Forgive me for all of my sins.
Thank you for your blood.
Yeah. Thank you for your blood.
I'm washed clean.
clean.
And now that I'm clean, Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
I make you my Savior and my Lord.
Amen.
Jonathan, pray. Please.
Okay. Lord, we ask your blessing. I ask your blessing on everyone watching right now. Father, I ask you turn the page from any defeat, any, Lord, the embattlement, you know this, Lord, into victory. Father, I ask your hand upon each one that we, and all of us, that we would rise up and become the people you've called us to be for such a time as this. We thank you so much that you called us for this hour, Lord, which is the call for those who will become great in God. May it be all of us, Lord, your power, your spirit be upon us in Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Now, could the events of October 7th be connected to one of the most controversial end time biblical prophecies? Jonathan says yes, and it foretells the next prophetic event. And this also includes greater miracles than even found in the book of Acts.
Jonathan Cahn says his new Dragons Prophecy book is different from all his previous 8 New York Times bestsellers. Keep watching and see how you can also get Jonathan's 8-part DVD album filled with revelation so fresh it's not even in the book, only for Sid Roth viewers.
You said this is the first time ever that you're opening up end time prophecy to reveal the mysteries behind the end of the age.
The Dragon's Prophecy is unlike any book I've done before. The past books are prophetic, but I have never written a book specifically opening up end time prophecy. When I was writing the book, events were happening in the world that I had to rewrite, had to keep coming back to it. That never happened before.
When they read the full book, listen to the full revelation, what difference is going to make in their life?
You're going to see God behind it. You're going to see mysteries that are so specific, they foretell specific events down to the days.
I believe that by the time they finish the book and listen to the brand new and exclusive 8-part DVD series, The Dragon's Prophecy Uncensored, the events that you're talking about will happen before their very eyes.
We are part of a war that is ancient, that is happening now. We're not on earth just to watch what's happening. We're on earth to be part of God's purposes and to overcome and have victory.
I believe that you will be the head and not the tail if you know what's gonna happen, what's going on in the world. Everything that can shake is gonna be shaken right now, except you, because of your understanding of the Dragon's Prophecy.
Call or go online at sidroth.org/10040 with your donation of $59, shipping and handling included, for Jonathan Cahn's brand new book, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. Plus, you'll get his exclusive new 8-part companion DVD set, The Dragon's Prophecy Uncensored, with even more new revelation. You just can't get this anywhere else.
Jonathan Cahn's new book, he opens up a mystery that reveals the next big prophetic event from Ezekiel 38. What is it?
Ezekiel 38 and into 39 foretells a coming great massive invasion of Israel in the last days, because it says after they have come back. So we know this is yet to come. This has to be. Now, we can actually identify the players on it because it actually gives names. And I'll just give an example. It talks about a nation called Cush. Well, that is today, that is Sudan. That is biblical Ethiopia. It talks about a nation called Put. That is today Libya. Libya and North Africa. Talks about Togarma, that and others, that's Turkey, and it may talk about Russia. So there's a whole thing here. But the amazing thing, Sid, and this may be the first time we're ever sharing this, and that is that I saw something here in October. So it says they're all going to take part in invading Israel. Okay. But they never have before. But the amazing thing is that when you look at the nations, you look at Kush, that's Sudan, they were part of October 7th of invading Israel from by proxy. They empowered, they gave to Hamas. Libya, they also were part of invading Israel of this thing. Togarma, Turkey, also funded Hamas and funded the invasion. And then, of course, there's the other one, which is called Paras, which is Iran. And Iran was behind it all. So for the first time ever, the nation cited in Ezekiel, and this is not the fulfillment yet, but this is acceleration, as you said. The first time ever that they actually took part in an invasion of Israel. They were all behind it. And the other thing is that it was the first time after that, and very recently, the Bible says Iran is going to be part of it. Iran never has invaded Israel. Until this spring, for the first time in history, Iran actually attacked the nation of Israel. We crossed a prophetic threshold that has never been before. And the other thing about it, the Bible says they will come on the land like a storm. They use the word storm. Interesting, because I told you in the first half, and this is the kind of exclusive half, that the name of the operation of what happened, the attack, was called Operation Tufan, which means flood, but it also means storm. Which is in Ezekiel. And the word that's in Ezekiel in Hebrew is actually the word Shoah, which we get the word Holocaust. And this was the worst day since the Holocaust. So it's all part of these mysteries.
I'll tell you, this just keeps getting deeper and richer.
Yeah.
What is the secret of the 2,315th day?
Okay. All right. Remember, there was a six-day war. And so Israel gained Jerusalem. This was prophetic and gigantic. Well, the enemy's not happy about that, because that's putting the return of Jesus closer. And that's all, it all has to be for prophecy to be fulfilled. So what happens is he strikes back. And the strike back was the Yom Kippur War. Even those who did it said it was the strike back for the six-day war, for getting Jerusalem. So it was strike back and it was traumatic. The period of time between the start of the Six-Day War and the start of the Yom Kippur War was exactly 2,315 days. Okay, now let's join it to the mystery of Jubilee. 50 years later, it was June 5th, 1967, beginning of Six-Day War. Go 50 years later, June 5th, the exact to the day, is when the U.S. Senate passed the first resolution to recognize Jerusalem. 50 years to the day, okay, on the Jubilee. What happens then if you take the countdown? You take 2,315 day between 67 and Yom Kippur War, but you apply it 50 years later. It takes you to the day, October 7th, Saturday, of what happened in Israel. The exact day. That was the strike back. That was the enemy's strike back. And the thing is, it should have happened the day before, but because of leap years, it led to the very Saturday morning. It's the enemy's countdown. The exact day was determined to the exact moment.
I might want to become a believer again.
You have to.
What is the Eb Rahim Raisi?
Yeah, okay. The leader of Iran, and this again, these are things you will never see on CNN, and that is the leader of Iran, the president, was named Ebrahim Raisi. Okay, Ebrahim comes from Abraham. So here's the leader of Iran. His name is named after the father of the Jewish people.
Right.
He wars against the Jewish people, and also Ebrahim points back to the Abrahamic covenant, which is whatever you do to Israel is coming back to you. If you bless Israel, you're blessed. You curse Israel, you're cursed. Well, Abraham Raisi is the president who oversaw the attack, the striking of Israel, when they sent all those missiles against Israel. If you remember, he was the one. About 30 days after, the Bible says, if you touch Israel, you touch the apple of God's eye. He did that. He touched the apple of God's eye. About 30 days later, he was struck dead. Not only that, but he not only sent those missiles and struck it, but he also He also made a declaration where he threatened the annihilation of Israel. And this made headlines. He threatened that there would be nothing left of Israel. Okay. But that was actually blasphemy. I mean, you know, because you cannot destroy God's people. But the thing is, he did that. Okay. And he said there'd be nothing left. Well, again, about 30 days later, what happened was he's in this helicopter, and the helicopter goes down into the mountains of Iran. Now, the interesting thing is, number one, is that the Bible says that when they come against Israel, Ezekiel 38, I will bring them against the mountains. They will fall upon the mountains. He is the first one of those nations who actually came against Israel, actually struck it. And so he was brought down on the mountains. He fell upon the mountains. Not only that, it was a blasphemy what he did. He threatened the annihilation of Israel. And the scripture, the day before this happened, all over Israel, they're reading the scrolls. You know, in the scrolls, there's an appointed word for every Sabbath day. You know what the appointed word was? It was, the one who blasphemes shall be struck down outside the camp. And here's another thing, Sid. I'll wait to the next mystery for the other thing, okay?
All right, what do world events have to do with five red cows?
These are the red heifers. Now recently, the Bible speaks about red heifers and that they're needed for the temple function. Well, they were never found. They found five of them in the last few years in America, around Texas, and they shipped them over to Israel. Well, what happened to them? They went over and they're waiting to restore the temple, in Jerusalem. They're part of that. But remember, the enemy wants that Temple Mount. That's why he stopped Jewish people from worshiping there, because he knows when that happens, that's it. It's the end of his kingdom. So he's done everything. So whenever, if there's ever a move on that Temple Mount, and that is what is behind October 7th, do you know, Sid, that when Hamas wrote the letter, the declaration of why they did October 7th, you know what they mentioned? They spoke about the five red cows. Literally, because there was a move to restore worship on the Temple Mount. And in fact, something happened on the Temple Mount that earlier in that year where it looked like there could be a restoration of worship for the Jewish people. The enemy, the dragon, goes crazy. And so even Hamas said, we're going to pay you back. That was October 7th. And actually, on the morning of October 7th, it was actually a Hebrew holiday. And it's the only Hebrew holiday, it's Tabernacle, Sukkot. The last day, when they read a scripture, which is the scripture about building the temple on the Temple Mount, Solomon. As they are reading the scripture about building, that's a threat to the dragon. They're
of
reading
course.
It. That's when this all happened. So it all goes back to the mystery of God.
We just witnessed the most worldwide outbreak of anti-Israel and anti-Semitism outside of the Holocaust in my lifetime, even taking place in America on the college campuses and all the other stuff that's going on. Is that part of the mystery?
Yeah, yes. The Bible says that this is never going to go away. The Bible says until Messiah, that at the end, the enemy is going to gather all nations against Israel. That's when Messiah comes. That's when Messiah comes. And it says in Revelation, not only does water come out of the dragon's mouth, a flood, but it says that spirits came out like frogs, and they went across the world to gather the nations against Israel in Armageddon. What we saw was a spirit that was demon. The whole thing was demonic. What we saw was the spirits of the dragon coming into college campuses, coming into the West, not just Arab countries, into the West, into Europe, with a hatred, calling out for the destruction of Israel. And the thing is, and you know what the fingerprints of it? The dragon, or this fallen angel, Satan, he always twists things around.
It is backwards.
It's backwards.
If I was a student and I was after justice and the rights, I would go after an attacker that has murdered and raped innocent civilians, taken them hostage, beating them. I mean, it just, The world is upside down. It's got to be right side up soon.
Yeah, that's why they think we're upside down, because they're upside down. And that's totally right. Totally right. Well, the thing is that, and you said something, their enemy always reverses it. Well, remember what they were chanting, Sid? They're chanting from the river to the sea, right? Well, you know where that's from? You know what? It's from the Bible. It's from, but they reversed it. The enemy reversed it. It's when God promises the land to Israel, it says it will be from the sea to the river. So the enemy reverses it, and he reverses the promise to Abraham and makes it from the river to the sea, Israel will be gone. But it's the promise to Israel reversed all across the land. That is the fingerprints of the dragon. Hmm.
What or who is the Tsar Israel?
Okay, this is why I'm glad we have this extended segment, because we talked about the Tsar Paras, but the Bible speaks about something called the Tsar Yisrael. What is it? There's an entity that fights against Israel and is linked to Iran, and then there's an entity that fights for Israel. It's called in the Bible, it's the Tsar of Israel, or the Tsar Yisrael, and it has a name. He has a name. His name is Michael, or we call him Michael. If you're real spiritual, you call him Mike. But if you're real close to him, but it's Michael. And the Bible actually says that there's a principality named Michael, the Tsar Yisrael, the Prince of Israel, who defends Israel. Now, the interesting thing with that, think about it. When the war came recently between Iran and Israel, the Bible says this all happens in the heavenlies. And the word in the Bible for heavenlies also means the sky. I mean, it's spiritual, but it's in the sky. Well, all these things happen in the sky. The missiles came over Israel, over the sky, and yet not one of them struck anybody. That was the Tsar Yisrael. We don't credit ourselves. There's an entity striking them down. And the other thing is that remember when I said the leader of Iran who did that, he was taken from the sky and struck down. There is a Tsar Yisrael. He threatened to destroy Israel. Well, this Michael is specifically there to take out the threats against Israel. So literally, we're watching world events, and yet there is this whole mystery realm behind it from the Bible.
It's like we're seeing the tip of the iceberg, and you're showing us the whole iceberg.
Yeah.
What is the Palestine mystery and stratagem? And how does it apply to our viewers?
Yeah, everyone. Well, think about it. What is it? This is the Promised Land. So what does the enemy do? He renames the Promised Land because he wants the Jewish people to be separated forever from the land. The Romans renamed it and they called it Palestine, which means the land of the Philistines. Okay? Mm-hmm. So perfect strategy from the enemy. So he takes the land of God, divorces it from its identity, divorces it from its calling, its God-given calling, calls it by a new identity, a bad identity, against it, which destroys it, and then he tries to wipe it out. Well, the thing is, that's what he does. This reveals what he does with everything. What does he do with everything? He takes our true identity, what we are made, God, and he severs it from God. He tries to. And then he gives us a false identity to wipe the whole thing out. He takes away the identity of men, and he separates it, and now he's trying to wipe out men with another. Same thing with women, but same thing with every life. Everyone, we have a life. We are called by God. Each of us have a purpose. But the enemy has tried our whole lives to give us a fallen identity. Take us from who we are. We are supposed to be holy. We grow up as if we're unholy. It's a fake. But when he did that to Israel, it's called Palestine, but under Palestine, it was still the Promised Land. It was still crying out. It was until God redeemed it. Even when we were lost to God, when we didn't know God, inside it's like we're crying out our true God-given identity to be redeemed, to become the person. That's why we're never content with sin, because we weren't made for sin. We're never content with failure because we weren't made for failure. So that is that the power of God is to undo that whole strategy.
In Rabbi Jonathan Kahn's new book, he predicts a restoration of the miracles from the book of Acts and even greater miracles. And what is the forgotten calling?
Yeah, there's a mystery to God's ways, and that is, there's something called the chiasmos. And the chiasmos is in the Bible where God starts from something and the end of it
it ends the way it began. And so the entire plan of God is like that. It began in a garden. It began with Eve, the tree of life. It ends with the tree of life. It began with, you know, it began this age, the age with Messiah, began with Messiah. It ends with Messiah. Began in within Israel, the world, ends with Israel. Began with Jerusalem. Jerusalem's back. So everything that was in the beginning, in fact, it began with a pagan, anti-Christian world culture, and we are seeing that come back as well. But if all those things are coming back to the beginning, then we, as the people of God, we have to go back to the glory that was there in the beginning. And that is the book of Acts. So the end of the age is going to be like the beginning of the age. God said, the beginning of the age, He poured out His Spirit. God says, I'm going to pour out My Spirit again. You know, and at the beginning of the age, you had a radical people. They were revolutionary. You know, well, after a while, they kind of, you know, the church kind of became status quo. And all, well, you know what? It's got to go from status quo back to revolutionary and radical. Those are the ones who are going to stand. See, when the dark gets darker, the lights get brighter. And the thing is that, so the beginning, even though the dark, you know, what's happening now? You know, people, they're afraid of it. You know what? The grays are disappearing. It's a good thing. Because what's happening, if the bad is going from bad to worse, the good have to go from good to great. So God wants to do a greater work. And that is with the people that we are to be radical. We have to be radical again. We have to be revolutionary again. We have to be like the book of Acts again. See, the dragon was going crazy against those disciples back then, but they stood. And so he's going to go crazy against us, but we're going to stand and we're going to overcome, which goes to the next thing. And that's the forgotten calling is the church long kind of left this aside. Back then, there were Jewish believers and Gentile together. It's coming back. There was the Spirit coming in power. It's coming back. There was a revolutionary force in the world that was changing the world. That is to come back as well. That is the will of God. You know, even though the night comes, the lights are going to, when the light shines at night, it lights up the world. That's what God wants for us.
Jonathan spoke of the secret Israelis. Give us a few more secrets.
Yeah, well, you got to think about this. I mean, because we are supposed to be the spiritual version of what that is. The Israelis, first of all, they don't care what the world says. They don't care what the world says at all. We have to be like that too. The Israelis stand out from the world. You know, we have to be like that too. We can't join. There's no power in joining the world. It's by standing out from it. The Israelis, as we were kind of beginning to say, you know, well, let me put it this way. You know, it's like, you know, people have fight stories. You know, Jewish people have almost fight stories. You know, I almost got into fight. If he said one more word, nobody knows what the word is. You know, but the thing is that once Israel, once they came back to the land, God's saying, I'm going to resurrect. You used to be warriors. You're going to be resurrected. And also there's an anointing on them, all of them, men, women, children, there's an anointing on them to fight. We need that anointing because the days ahead, there's going to be fights, but it's okay. It's a good fight. We are called to become the spiritual Israelis. You know, they have the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. We are to be a spiritual IDF. We are to be the great in that and great in all those things. There were people in the natural. The Israelis are people of miracles. They took a desert and it blossomed. It was God doing it in them. We are to be people of miracles as well, taking deserts and blossom. They were people who took broken ruins and built them into cities. We are to take the ruins and bring them up as well. And we are to stand strong in the world. No matter what happens in the world, doesn't matter. Let them condemn us. It doesn't matter. We belong to God. We are God's nation.
Yeah. You know, Jesus said, you will do the same works that I have done. But then he adds something. He says, and even greater. What you're describing is we're about ready to see the book of Acts and even greater. Jewish history reveals the existence of God and the existence of the devil, but does it reveal about the end?
Yeah, the war, you want everything that happened in the world recently, that's telling us that the word of God is true. Because the word of God said in the last days, Israel's back, the world's gonna focus on Israel, it's gonna come against Israel, you know, and it says in Revelation, the dragon is fighting against Israel. It's to come, but it's also happening now. So all this is what the Bible says. But what happens? What's the end of this? The amazing thing, Sid, is not just that God created Israel and that we are the most warred against people, no matter where we are, it doesn't matter, you know, but
that we're still here.
We're still here. You know, the thing is that the pharaohs tried to wipe us out. Assyria tried to crush us. You know, Babylon tried to destroy us. Hitler tried to annihilate us. The Soviet Union tried to eradicate us. The Hamas and the terrorists are trying to wipe us out. But the pharaohs are gone. Assyria is gone. Babylon has fallen. Rome is in ruins. Hitler has perished. The Soviet Union is gone. The terrorists, they will be gone. But the nation of Israel lives. Am Yisrael Chai. Because the God of Israel lives. Because the Messiah of Israel lives. And because though the people of God will live. Because we are destined to prevail in the end. The evil cannot do it. You know, the dragon is a reptile. Reptiles can't last for a long time. They're cold-blooded. But good is forever.
So that begs the question,
yes.
Who are the dragon slayers?
We are the dragon slayers. In Messiah, we are called. You know, the world talks about fantasy. We got a real dragon, though. We have a real dragon. And we are, you see, Messiah is the ultimate dragon slayer. The amazing thing is, in the Bible, you got the dragon and you got the lamb. But the lamb slays the dragon. Think about that. Think about that. The power of the lamb. On the cross, you know, the dragon, you know, thought he was going to kill the lamb. But the lamb overcomes the dragon. You know, what does it say, Sid? In the very same prophecy of the dragon, Revelation 12, it says, but they overcame him, the dragon, by the blood of the lamb and their testimony. So the point is, and the word overcome is the word nikeo. Nikeo means totally conquering, but here's the cool thing. It is future, it's yay, they will do this, but it's written in the past tense. It's as good as done. It's as good as done. It's victory as good as done. We got to stand in it. We got to fight in it. Fight the good fight, and you will win because we have the power. Nikeo, or victory, is with the Lamb, and we are with the Lamb. We are the dragon slayers.
Jonathan, I want you to dig deep into your spirit, and I want you to pray whatever prayer God wants you to pray right now. I'm putting you on the spot,
okay.
But the Holy Spirit is never on the spot.
Okay.
Father, we just praise you and thank you. Lord, I just want to worship you. Lord, we just thank you for you. We thank you, Father, that you are victorious. Lord, you are the Almighty. And Lord, you are the God of Israel. And you give victory to your people. So Lord, I pray right now, there have been people who have been oppressed. They've been depressed, suppressed, oppressed, Father. Those who have been down, those who have been in bondage, Father. Lord, we ask, and I ask, Lord, for the spirit of victory, the power of Nikeo, the power of victory, the power of the Lamb. Lord, we pray for by the blood of the Lamb be upon all your people, Father, to break chains, Father, to open prison doors, Father, to break bondages, Father, to break yokes, to break addictions, Father, to break spirits of depression, Father, to break sorrow, to break anger, to break, Lord, the habits of the past, identities of the past, to break defeat and failure, Father. Lord, I ask for a wave of the spirit of victory in the Lamb of God to your people. Have your way, Lord. Overcome the dragon, Father. Make us dragon slayers by the power of the Lamb, Messiah, light of the world, the glory of Israel, and the Lion and the Lamb of Judah. Amen and amen.
Jonathan Cahn says his new Dragons Prophecy book is different from all his previous 8 New York Times bestsellers. Keep watching and see how you can also get Jonathan's 8-part DVD album filled with revelation so fresh it's not even in the book, only for Sid Roth viewers.
You said this is the first time ever that you're opening up end time prophecy to reveal the mysteries behind the end of the age.
The Dragon's Prophecy is unlike any book I've done before. The past books are prophetic, but I have never written a book specifically opening up end time prophecy. When I was writing the book, events were happening in the world that I had to rewrite, had to keep coming back to it. That never happened before.
When they read the full book, listen to the full
full revelation.
What difference is going to make in their life?
You're going to see God behind it. You're going to see mysteries that are so specific, they foretell specific events down to the days.
I believe that by the time they finish the book and listen to the brand new and exclusive 8-part DVD series, The Dragon's Prophecy Uncensored, the events that you're talking about will happen before their very eyes.
We are part of a war that is ancient, that is happening now. We're not on earth just to watch what's happening. We're on earth to be part of God's purposes and to overcome and have victory.
I believe that you will be the head and not the tail if you know what's gonna happen, what's going on in the world. Everything that can shake is gonna be shaken right now, except you, because of your understanding of the dragon's prophecy.
Call or go online at sidroth.org/10040 with your donation of $59, shipping and handling included, for Jonathan Kahn's brand new book, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. Plus, you'll get his exclusive new 8-part companion DVD set, The Dragon's Prophecy Uncensored, with even more new revelation. You just can't get this anywhere else.